know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting into meeting up with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager, who spoke today at the Saints Charity Golf event. All things about Derek Carr retiring, the schedule release, the non-presence of a veteran QB on the roster. I could keep rambling on and on, but let's hear from Mickey Loomis right now.
Obviously, people are going to be monitoring the quarterback situation with your team all year just because of the lack of a veteran. And just you've been around a lot of these players for a long time. How do you respond to this, if there is a narrative or if it even exists, that like some veteran players will think, well, if they don't bring in an established veteran, then what is the urgency to winning this year, even as my career is kind of getting up in years, you know, like the veterans across the roster?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard that. I think every veteran and every player on our team just focused on being the best player they can be and us being the best team we can be. So, I haven't heard anybody express that.
Can we ask you about Derek, the situation? Obviously, not that you want to give us every detail, but we haven't talked to you since the retirement announcement, just how it unfolded and you all reaching an amicable agreement.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've said everything that we need to say on that.
What do you believe about, what do you think about a young quarterback room? Like, essentially, everybody's really young.
Yeah. They're young. It's a young group, enthusiastic. There's talent there. And I think we got a great coaching staff. I mean, we've got three former quarterbacks, you know, with Kellen, with Doug Nussmeier, and with Scott in the room with them. So I think that's a good mix.
And for Kellen, he's getting an opportunity to mold it into his own in there, too. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, listen, that's, I think that needs to unfold, number one. But, look, he's had success as a quarterback. He understands the position. He understands what he needs to ask from these guys at the stage of their career. And so I'm anxious and enthusiastic about seeing how it unfolds.
Mickey, is it possible that after OTAs and minicamp play out, you'll be able to make a smarter decision about whether to bring in a veteran or not after you've seen more of these young guys?
Well, I don't know what that means. I think I always make smart decisions. They don't always work out.
Well, I didn't say you did. I'm just saying.
I think the idea is that.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have more information after watching.
Do you want to have more information?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. And I really can't answer that other than just to say, look, we're always at every position looking to see if there's a way we can improve. And so I don't look at that any differently than I would look at our linebacker room or, you know, our DB room. Or, you know, any position, if there's an opportunity for us to improve, then we're going to look to take it.
How much do you look forward to this aspect of the offseason, Cal, the OTAs coming up, getting on the field?
Yeah, I think, you know, we look forward to the whole offseason. It's a chance to, you know, make an impact. And you know, I think one thing as a GM, as a personnel guy, our personnel department, I think in season sometimes you feel a little bit helpless. That's in the hands of the coaches and players. And so in the off season is when we can, make an impact. And so we're trying to do that.
You've been in the league a long time. You've seen a lot of different situations. Is this one of the more unique, strange, crazy situations you've dealt with a quarterback maybe in his prime or in his 30s that just decided to part ways?
Yeah, well, look, he was injured. So we've had, you know, I've been around a long time, so there's not many things that I haven't seen. You know, you have injuries that come up and things that you may not think are that serious at one time end up becoming serious. So from that aspect, I would say it's not rare, but it doesn't happen very often. And so you get curveballs in this game all the time, and this is one that we have to deal with.
Did anything stand out about the schedule that just released last week?
Well, we don't have any primetime games, so that's what the league thinks of us, and that's fine. Yeah, there's a lot about the schedule that I really like. And, you know, we knew who we were going to play, just a matter of when and where, and I kind of like the way it laid out.
Do you like that, though? Maybe, I mean, I think it's a cliche, but can you use it as motivation?
Yeah, I think you can. Yes, absolutely. Look, we're used to playing in primetime, right, over the years. But, you know, we had 5 wins last year, so we can't really complain about it. You got to go out and perform and earn those opportunities.
Did that surprise you a lot, though? I guess because until a few years ago, everyone had to have at least one primetime game.
That surprised me. Yeah, I think it surprised me a little bit.
I know it could work out great with one of these young guys, but just is it unusual to have a whole quarterback room? I mean, I know it's unusual, but I guess could you kind of put it in perspective where there isn't currently, I don't think there's currently one regular season win among that whole group as a starter?
Yeah.
Could you just give some perspective on how you view that as not a problem or whatever?
But we'll see. We'll see. But I don't think that that's rare, and you know, I think there's been lots of quarterback rooms around the league over the years where they've got a young group and they got to develop them, and I wouldn't say it's ideal, but that's the hand we've got dealt with this right now.
Given the timeline of obviously, you know, Derek leaving and the quarterback room getting that much younger, if you were to add, you know, someone else, another veteran for the room, what would the timeline of that be? What would go into kind of that process?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how to answer that. It's May, you know, it's not right after the season, and there's not a lot of free agents out there, so it's just different.
How closely are you starting to work with Kellen, like develop that relationship and input that you're giving him as he establishes things?
Yeah, I think it's been great so far. It's been fantastic, as a matter of fact. He's really open, collaborative, and I think it's been fantastic. I mean, we speak several times every day, and I think it's been really good, you know, understanding, you know, his philosophies and some of the things that he wants to do. So it's been...
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantastic.
That was Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis speaking today. And it doesn't seem, at least from Mickey's side of thing, there's any urgency for this veteran quarterback we all keep talking about. We heard Drew Brees mention it in the last segment as well, that he feels it'd be a wise addition for the room. But right now, I don't know, Loomis could be playing poker and, you know, keeping the cards close to the vest, but it doesn't seem that there is this grand urgency to be adding this veteran presence right now, as we're about to start voluntary workouts with this squad. And curious to see if there's maybe one that gets added after camp when, you know, there's roster cuts made and some team like the Cleveland Browns maybe has too many QBs on the roster, or somebody else has someone that's been experienced as a starter in the NFL. Because I do feel like if you have an injury to a Spencer Rattler or a Tyler Shuck, whoever you do anoint as the starter of this team, you know, leaning on somebody that doesn't have that experience, I don't know, it could be an issue going forward. And I feel like it seems like that people outside of the building maybe are more concerned about it than actually the Saints.
Yeah, we've heard about it before. We'll hear Kellen Moore speak about kind of their view on the veteran presence in the room. Because honestly, there isn't veteran presence in the room. There's veterans presence around the room. There's a lot of staff, both, you know, head coach, offensive coordinator, offensive aides.
Very young head coach, right?
Very young head coach, which is in, you know, stepping up in a very young quarterback room. And we mentioned it over and over and over again that the quarterback room you currently have has a combined 5 years in the NFL. I don't know how much Rodgers has, for example, though I don't want him. He's got, what, like 11, 12, something like that? Like, he's got double of what 4 other players have. So, you know, you want a veteran presence. I feel like what you said is probably what's most likely going to happen. You're going to end up in a situation where you kind of just pick up the crumbs of whoever's available come like late August.
And not that veteran quarterback's going to be your starter, but he's someone there to help
teach you the ropes.
Right, mentor the room.
Which is another reason why I kind of, again, don't want Rodgers. I made a joke right. to you about, like, I don't want to see Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler, you know, doing drugs in a cabin in the middle of the woods somewhere. I would
no,
like...
Ashwagandha, whatever it,
yeah,
whatever
no,
it is.
No, ayahuasca in the, there you go, in, thank the, you. In the deep woods of Minnesota or something. I don't think I'd want that. I think I'd want... But I you also want, like we said, someone who does have more experience in this 5 years combined. The fact that they have no wins between them. Hayner's got half of a game of experience. Rattler's got a couple games started, but nothing that you can look at and go, this is great. We're going to look to this as an example for everyone else to follow, except for who has been coaches. You don't have a player that they can use as kind of like a format to step into.
I really hope that Tyler Shuck can come in here and shut all the naysayers up about this Saints team because... You know, I'm seeing some folks giving win totals between 2 and 4 max on the season, and there's still a heck of a lot of talent on this roster. I know there's a big question mark at the most important position right now, quarterback, but you look at how they've stocked up this O-line with draft picks. We'll see how more that can develop. You have talented wide receivers in a Chris Olave, you know, Rashid Shaheed, bringing in a Brandon Cooks. Hopefully Taysom Hill can come back. Alvin Kamara is still a stud. I don't think that even though he's going to be turning 30 years old in July, the fact that he is past his prime. I mean, obviously, he's in the latter years of his career, but there's no way that Alvin Kamara is just, he's washed up.
No, I'm not writing him off at all. I mean, the two best backs in the league last year were Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry, and they're, if not his age, a little bit older. So, you know, Kamara definitely has a lot. Not even, I was going to say a few, but that I think that's a disservice. He's got a lot of good years left in him.
Yeah, the defensive side of the ball, we'll see how that can turn around too. That might concern me a little more than the offense just because you have your aging stars over there in a Cam Jordan, Tyrann Mathieu, DeMario Davis, those studs on all three lines. You know, you have, you know, the front line there with Cam, the linebacker position with DeMario, and then in the back end with Tyrann Mathieu there. That veteran presence is still going to be felt in the locker room. I just don't know how much it can produce on the field.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at the Eagles, you look at the first 2 weeks when we were healthy last year. If we get into,
went toe to toe with them,
if we get into a boat race, we can maybe hang. We can maybe.
And
hang.
That was after losing Eric McCoy on the like second or third play.
I mean, we had that very weird like 40 points by halftime Bucks game. It unraveled in the second half, but I'm not saying that that's out of the question for how we might win games this year. How many of those we win, I don't know. We'll just wait and see.
Yeah, looking at Saints season and just completely basing that on this year is ridiculous, especially with all the injuries. I know that's part of the game, but you had so many key positions go down that I think that you're going to see a different squad this year, invigorated with a new head coach in the building as well. I like the talent on the squad. The QB position definitely needs to be resolved.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will for 1 week tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.